Hi folks, Drew Badger here in the Big Scary Newsroom with an important message. Over the next few shows, we'll be rolling out some new formats and changing the way we do the news. We'll still be bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and information you've come to expect, but we're wanting to rebrand ourselves a bit, and frankly, gain a few more listeners. So expect a few changes over the next few weeks as we continue to scour the globe to bring you all the latest news in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. Remember, if you have news, email it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll put it on the air. Again, thank you to Froggy's Fog, for whom we are proud to call our title sponsor. And now, without further ado, here is the latest Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start out with this news on our 32nd 100th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to recognize Mark Elliott of Dallas, Texas for being our 32nd 100th like on Facebook. Thank you, Mark, for listening, and please tell your friends to do the same. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we'll give you a shout-out. Keep listening, tell your friends to like us, and follow us on Twitter as well, at The Big Scary Show. We have a little interesting news regarding Halloween postage stamps. This comes to us via KSTP.com in Anoka, Minnesota. The Halloween capital of the world is getting a big honor from the U.S. Postal Service. The city of Anoka was chosen by the Postal Service to be the official host city for the unveiling event of the four 2016 Postal Service Jack-O-Lantern Forever stamps. The stamps feature photographs of four different jack-o'-lanterns and are the first Halloween-themed stamps ever to be issued by the Postal Service. Each October, thousands of people are drawn to Anoka for events and activities because of its designation as the Halloween capital of the world. The city is planning to turn the unveiling into a big celebration leading up to its annual Halloween activities. The first day of issue will take place at 11 a.m. Thursday, September 29th at Anoka City Hall Plaza. The event will include speakers, music, activities, and a chance to buy the stamps and other merchandise. We will have more on this as it develops. Every little bit of music news from the band Gwar. The biggest, craziest, nastiest bash of the summer is back. That's right, it's time once again for the yearly tradition where Bohabs, Gwar fans, and music fanatics come together in Gwar's adopted fortress of Richmond, Virginia, to celebrate the summer and to worship the intergalactic overlords. The 7th annual Gwar-becue will be held on August 20th in beautiful Richmond at the historic Haddad's Lake. Your lords and masters will, of course, be performing a blood-soaked set full of surprises, but who else will be on hand to celebrate the festivities? It's a mystery, but soon all will be revealed. Get all the latest updates when they become available at GwarBQ.com. We have this from the Electric Halloween Festival in Hammondton, New Jersey. Attention New Jersey haunters! Electric Halloween Festival in Hammondton on October 28th, 29th, and 30th is looking for creative haunters to transform a campground into a creepy and creative experience. It's a three-day music festival of all different genres that people can camp and decorate their campsites. They have activities and events such as a costume contest, pie-eating contest, pumpkin chucking, a screaming contest, decorated campsite awards, pumpkin painting, and much more. They have a ton of land that needs horrifying, so message them if they're interested in being a part of the event. Also, check out their website for pictures from last year, and videos are coming soon. Get all those details at electrichalloweenfestival.com. We have this from the Chamber of Terror in Tampa, Florida. We are proud to announce our new location. Chamber of Terror will be bringing you fear like no one else can in Tampa and in the state of Florida, for that matter. We will be aboard the American Victory at Channelside. We are very excited to bring this new chapter of our haunt to you, our fans. Be sure to follow their progress and get more information at chamberofterrorfl.com or facebook.com/chamberofterror. We have this update from Scare LA. Horror icon Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, is the official host of Scare LA 2016. With her signature quick wit and vampish good looks, Cassandra Peterson rose to fame as Elvira, the horror hostess of Elvira's Movie Macabre show, and became a pop culture phenomenon. Quote, I'm thrilled to partner with Scare LA as the official host of their 2016 convention this August, said Peterson. Scare LA is the place for haunt and horror fans and industry professionals, and what could be better than beginning the Halloween celebration early? Elvira's hosting duties complement the 2016 convention theme, Season of the Witch, while the convention's tagline, Cast a Dark Spell on the Summer, celebrates the spooky, scary, and unusual things in Southern California and beyond. Both the theme and tagline also highlight female empowerment. Quote, we are honored to have Cassandra Peterson join us as the official host of Scare LA this year, said Lori Ivanova, Scare LA founder and executive producer. No one captures the essence and magic of Halloween better than Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Throughout history, the dark and mysterious has captivated imaginations and encouraged people to be different. Elvira inspires all to stand out and be their spooky selves. Unquote. Scare LA is set to take place August 6th and 7th at the Pasadena Convention Center, and tickets are on sale now. Guests will have an opportunity to take pictures with the Mistress of the Dark on Saturday on her famous red couch, as well as enjoy a designated Elvira experience on the show floor. Peterson will also be signing autographs on Saturday and Sunday, in addition to having a scheduled meet and greet with fans. Get all this and much more information at www.scarela.com. We have another update from McCamey Manor. Attention, future McCamey Manor actors are wanted. Does anyone know wrestlers, football players, or athletes in general, or actors who are skilled in the area of improvisation? Male or female, they must be able to commit to the McCamey Manor style of action. You've all seen their films, so you know exactly what they're talking about. The new experience will open possibly as early as July in Scottsdale, Arizona. This is a different project than the proposed TV series. The actors who you've already come to know will be part of that project. The new experience will be a paying gig, so they really need people who can seriously commit several times a week. If you know of someone who would fit the McCamey Manor bill, please let Russ McCamey know. Or if you know of a wrestling school, for example, in the area. What he's looking for are unique characters with a lot of personality. A full background check will be required for those who actually work at McCamey Manor. He will train you for what he needs, so don't be intimidated by what you think you can or cannot do at this moment. There will be plenty of rehearsal and training. This will be a serious endeavor and a very complicated show, but it will also be the most fun you'll ever have in the job market. Please get this word out to as many people as possible. Being big is not a requirement. There are tons of smaller folk who can be extremely scary. It's all about having the right McCamey Manor attitude. Get more information at McCamey Manor's Facebook page. We have an update to Haunt Fair in Ronkonkoma, New York. Early bird tickets will go up for Haunt Fair on Mother's Day, May 8th at 5 p.m. Only 500 weekend tickets at $20, regularly $35, will be available and will include an exclusive event button and lanyard. These will sell out, so put it on your calendar and don't miss it. Also, there'll be a VIP package that will include a Friday evening haunt bus tour and more. Only 120 tickets will be available for that, so they strongly suggest jumping on that quick. They'll be loading up the website with great panel and demo information, guests, and more, and you can get that information at www.haunt-fair.com. We have this news from the Haunted Elementary in Bridgeport, Michigan. We're in need of volunteer positions for the upcoming haunt season. Haunted Elementary in Bridgeport is looking for volunteers for the following positions: marketing assistant, casting director assistant, assistant casting director, security, makeup artist, costume personnel, actors, general volunteers, and interns are welcome. We will be opening a few weekends during the summer and for the fall season. Serious applicants only over the age of 18, please. Thank you. Get more information at hauntedelementary.com. We have a little movie news about a remake of the old film Nosferatu. Doug Jones, known for his roles in Hellboy, Pan's Labyrinth, and The Strain, will star in a remake of the 1922 German expressionist horror film Nosferatu. Variety.com reports that director David Lee Fisher intends to make a remix of the original, combining live action with colorized digital backgrounds recreated from the F.W. Murnau's silent classic. Shot in 1921, Nosferatu was an unauthorized adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula that substituted Count Orlok for the more famous vampire. Stoker's widow sued for copyright infringement, and a court ordered that all copies of the film be destroyed. Luckily, a few copies survived. Jones is joined in the remake by Emrys Cooper, Jolie Fisher, Sarah Carter, and Jake Turner. And we'll bring you more on this as we get it. We have this news from Netherworld Haunted Attraction in Atlanta. Netherworld has announced its themes for the 2016 season: Monsters and Meltdown. Monsters. What will rule the Netherworld? Horrors released from the unknown threaten our world, and only the return of ancient monsters can defeat them. Celebrate 20 years of Netherworld Haunted House with a nightmarish adventure you will never forget. This year featuring the Flying Angel, the Lair of the Sea Witch, the Feasting Vampires, the Goloth Invasion, the Attacking Harpy, the Transformation Chamber, the Cavern of the Werewolves, the Blood Beast of the Arena, the Boogeyman's Return, and the Chapel of the Gargoyles, the Cyclopean Soul Eater, and the Doomstone Unearthed. Experience an incredible avalanche of never-ending horrors sure to shock during Netherworld's 20th year celebration. Also, Meltdown. Can you escape a nuclear meltdown? The crazed artificial intelligence Proteus demands that the Mangler create him a bride, or he will destroy the world with a massive arsenal of Vault 13. Can the chaos be stopped, or will mutations, aliens, robots, and nuclear destruction be unleashed on an unsuspecting planet? This year featuring the Xenomorphic Terror, the Collapsing Missile, the Blast-Off Inferno, the Bride of Proteus, the Melting Core, the Radioactive Roach Infestation, the Mega Slammer, the 1 Million Volt Tesla Coil, the Spinning Kill Floor, Machine Gun Zombies, Crazed Automatons, and the Return of the Toxic Foam Room. Total terror and sci-fi thrills reign during Netherworld's Haunted House's 20-year celebration. Get more info at fearworld.com. And finally, we have this news regarding a new convention coming to Utah. Dead Again Productions is proud to bring a first-of-its-kind event to the state of Utah and the outlying Rocky Mountain region. The Utah Halloween Expo will happen October 14th through the 16th at the Southtown Expo Center, 9575 South State Street in Sandy, Utah, just south of Salt Lake City. Come and enjoy a collection of seasonal-themed vendors, haunted attractions, learn from professionals to build your own special effects, interactive prop design, party planning, makeup and hair. Be entertained by dance, costume, and Halloween fashion performances. Get your photo with your favorite Halloween characters and bring the kids to the Halloween Game Midway and Haunted Carnival. Trick-or-treaters and costume enthusiasts, cosplay performers, budding prop builders, and families of all ages will find something completely spooktacular to enjoy. The Utah Halloween Expo and Show will become your family tradition for years to come. This is the year Dead Again Productions brings a Halloween experience like nothing before it to the state of Utah. Experience the 2016 Utah Halloween Expo and Show and see why Dead Again Productions truly transforms fear into fun. Get more info by emailing Ryan at deadagainproductions.com, calling 435-669-8067, or visit www.utahhalloweenexpo.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Brian Foreman of Haunt Topic Radio and was recorded at HauntCon in Birmingham, Alabama in January 2016. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We are live in Birmingham, Alabama at HauntCon. You never know who you're going to run into. And I'll tell you what, in all the fields of haunted attractions, podcasting, and industry podcasts out there, one of them that I really like listening to is Haunt Topic Radio. Just happened to see that one of the co-hosts, Brian Foreman, was going to be down here. And I ran into him and said, hey, Brian, we need to chat. And so I just had a great interview with him. And hopefully we'll have as good an interview with me. So we'll just happen to see what happens. Brian, how's it going, man?
Hey, Drew. Nice to see you, man.
I'm serious. I mean, I don't know how many times we've met face-to-face and all this stuff, but, you know, we've never sat down and just talked face-to-face about, you know, podcasting, and you're a brand-new haunt owner, so congratulations on that and everything in between.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we've, the ex-podcast that we kind of met at, you know, in Transworld 1 year.
No names.
No names, but... you know, you decided to do the podcast. I decided to kind of branch off and do my thing, and which there's never enough information to be sent out to haunters, whether it's podcast, YouTube videos. You know, there's so many different things that are popping up. I mean, I bet I listened to maybe 5 or 6 different types of podcasts, haunted house podcasts on my, you know, just little new guys popping up, and whether they do, you know, one a month or... Haunted Attractions podcast out there, he's putting them out like 2 or 3 a week. So
it's interesting that when the podcast we both were associated with went under, there seemed to be a whole rash of them just kind of popped up within like a year.
Right.
And a lot of them have quietly gone away. You know, nothing wrong with that. You know, they're still up there, I'm sure, in certain places where you can listen to them. But it's really nice to know that you guys are still out there, you know. You know, we're still out here, you know, but we're 4 guys and you're 2, so it's really cool. And I think the fact that you guys put out some of the most detailed interviews, you know, you've done entire hour-long shows with one guest.
Yes.
And you've really gone into some really hearts and souls of certain people, and it's I find it fascinating to listen to, and I really enjoy that.
Well, thank you. That's what we strive to do. But actually, went back to our name. It was like, okay, what do we want to call this interview style podcast? We want to interview, take one topic, dive deep with it, call it Digging Deep. And so we just break it down. We say, if we interview you, and then we'll talk about your Halloween history, how you got started, your career in scare acting, how the haunts you worked in, things that you learned along the way, things you would change, you know, your challenges. And we just try to take one person, because we know, I mean, I respect the work you guys do, because, you know, you throw in news and you have a round table, and we decided, okay, let's just cut all that out, focus on one thing, dive deep with the person, and we're almost up to, actually, our next episode is episode 100.
So, congratulations, you beat us, because I think our next show is 99 that's coming out next week, but I find that that it really works. You know, we're kind of that gonzo journalist with the magazine format, with the, you know, Haunt Minute and Legends and Lore and Deadline News and the Round Table of Terror and Jerry's Music and all the stuff that we do. But yet you sit down and say, we've got so-and-so, and let's talk for 45 minutes to an hour. And it really does, you know, we may have that person on for 5 minutes if we're lucky. And, you know, we scratch the surface, we send them off to a website where the people can get more information, but you actually go into the meat of the matter, and I think that that's really the recipe for your success.
Well, thank you. And actually, I must say that even I've heard your podcast episodes for that 10, 15-minute guest, which will spark an idea in me, And then I'll say, hey, I think I'm friends with that person on Facebook, aren't I? So like, hey, you know, let's talk about this a little bit deeper. So I'm thankful for you guys for finding people, because I listen to your show as well, and then that'll, you know, that'll spark, yeah, I'm going to dive a little deeper with him. So.
Well, I will say, too, that, you know, I've listened to some of your guys, and I'm like, well, I'm not sure, familiar with this person, but now I feel like I know him, and so I go out and try to seek him out at conventions or things like that. So, you know, I think it we're mutually beneficial to each other. You know, you're the in-depth guy, we're the scratch the surface kind of guy, and it just seems to work. And I think the fact that you know, there's no animosity, we're not competing against each other, we're not trying to out-duel each other, out-listener each other. You know, I'm sure you've got, you know, many downloads from loyal listeners, and probably add a few every show, and I'm sure we have the same. I don't even look at the numbers. That's somebody else on the show's job. So, but you know, I think both of us are growing at an exponential rate, and the fact that you're hitting show 100 and we're close to hitting show 100 is just the fact that, you know, we're either crazed in the head or we're passionate about this industry enough that we're just keeping it going.
Get a little bit of both there, yeah, you know. It's, you know, podcasting's hard. I mean, it's just like, you know, just the vloggers out there. Some of those people that do all these in-depth videos of Honda industry news, or just, you know, working out in their garage. And, I mean, they're taking, you know, 4 or 5 hours just to edit one of these videos. But do they get any, you know, return out of it? No. They're passionate about it. They want it, you know.
And, you know, neither of us are really making a dime in this industry either. So, you know, again, there's that crazed in the head bar, you know. We don't charge a subscription service or anything like that, and it's all, everything's free. Just make sure you have a computer with speakers and listen to us.
That's
and
right.
Who doesn't have that nowadays? So it's really made it easy to get all that information out there.
Right, yeah, because and as technology grows and, you know, everybody's got a smartphone now, and hey, download that podcast app, search Big Scary Shows, search Hot Topic Radio.
We don't have an app yet, I'm so sorry to say.
Oh, no, we don't either, but
I mean, okay.
You know those...
I was going to say, you upped us on that one.
The podcasting apps, I mean, like, okay, for example, I have an iPhone. There's one called Podcatcher. You download Podcatcher, you type in the podcast of your choice, push subscribe.
Okay.
They go off different. They'll hit, you know, they kind of go, they steal from the iTunes feed, they take from PodCrunch, or they take from all these different podcast feeds. And,
oh, okay.
But yeah, but you know.
Maybe we're doing that. I have no idea.
Right?
I don't know what Podcatcher is doing with us, so.
Yeah.
Oh, of all the shows you've gotten and all the great guests and all the topics you've done, who would you say has been your favorite guest and or favorite topic to cover in depth?
Wow. As Haunt Topic has grown as a haunter, Haunt Topic Radio has grown. We started off, you know, 3 years ago interviewing home haunters and different types of horror authors and people like that. And as it's progressed, it's gone more of high-end home haunts, professional haunters. And so and when I opened my attraction this year, I could tell, because if I go back and listen to the last, you know, 12 episodes we've done, it's all been about, you know, managing your haunt or marketing your haunt. And so we try to dive, as we grow, we just try to stay on topic, which keeps us passionate about it because we're learning and teaching ourselves. But everyone else is kind of following along with us, has something interesting to listen to on the way, so.
But you're still not going to give me a name on who your favorite was. No, you don't have to, though.
Well, there's, I'll say Greg Allen from Fear Fest. He's one of my personal friends, and he's done Fear Fest 10 years now. And he lives, well, his haunt, he's about 45 minutes away from me. So listen to him talk about his demographic in Columbia, Missouri, and some of the marketing stuff that he's done. And he's kind of helped me out along the way. I think it's kind of probably one of my favorite.
Very nice. So it's always fun when you're so passionate about something like this, and you're just doing what you love. And the fact that we're both doing what we love and are at a show like this or a show like Trans World, just, if nothing else, you know, we're getting all that information. And as a haunt owner now, you have a more vested interest in HauntCon,
yes,
than I do in Trans World, because you're probably out here shopping as well.
Yeah, yeah. Doing some shopping, definitely taking lots of notes. And, yeah, I mean, all these ideas stirring around, and hopefully when we started opening back a little. We'll start probably designing and building again probably March when it warms up a little bit in Missouri, and then we'll put all these rough drafts to use and go, you know.
Most excellent. So for people who want information on your haunt or information on your podcast, I know there's at least two separate ways they can find out those things. So plug away, as we like to say in our show.
We'll go so you can go to scaryvisions.com, which is my blog, and I put everything that we do on Haunt Topic Radio on scaryvisions.com. We also have haunttopic.com. You can get there with one T or two T's.
I was going to say, I always put in two T's, so I never tried the one T bit.
Yep, so you'll get there that way. Reason being is Scary Vision was started before Haunt Topic, and then I met Daryl Plunkey, my co-host, and we decided Haunt Topic was going to house the podcast. And then, of course, deadfactory.com if you're close to Missouri, if you want to.
What town?
Mexico, Missouri. So we're about an hour and a half from St. Louis and about 45 minutes from Columbia, Missouri.
So you can go take a trip to Mexico in October and go get scared.
Exactly. Come on out. We'll get you.
Well, Brian, again, it's always great to listen to your stuff on the air, and a pleasure to just sit down and chat with you a little bit here at HauntCon in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm sure we'll see you at Transworld. My name is Drew Badger. And you're?
Brian Foreman, and we're out.
That's my line. Dang it.
Gotcha.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.